Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
Club 1080 on The Fan is brought to you by Better You Today Weight Loss. Here's to a better you. Embark on your weight loss journey now at betteryoutoday.com. Hit get started today, and here's to a better you.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
Rojo wants the banana.
Yeah, I would agree.
Try peanut butter A's.
I would not say that. I wouldn't say it either.
People in cars, when you're blowing them...
I just like the balls.
I mean, if play calling's babysitting, he can't even go near my kids.
Wow, very deep cut.
Yeah.
From Dave Bartu.
Yeah, not one of the greatest hits. That's an album cut.
No, that's a deep cut.
Yeah.
And he says... If play calling is babysitting, I don't want him anywhere near my kids. Who was he talking about? I have no idea.
Marcus Arroyo?
Arroyo, maybe.
It's possible.
All right, guys.
Dave loves those analogies.
And don't you think he would have to have thought about that before he said it? Like, you don't just spit those out like that. That's so oddly specific.
It's possible that he had that holstered. Well, it's like bet the Jetta and the bug.
Yeah, like you don't just say that.
No.
Bet the Jetta and the bug on both of them, you know?
Well, it's probably stuff that he just says in his, you know, in his day to day.
Oh, man. Oh.
A group of monkeys reportedly attacked a laboratory assistant in Delhi. Is that right?
Yeah.
And escaped with a number of coronavirus blood samples.
Of course.
According to local media, the red-faced rhesus macaw?
I think it's macaw.
Are they macaws?
I believe they're macaws.
Let's call them macaws. Snatched COVID-19 blood samples from 4 patients and fled the facilities near the medical college.
Yep. They now have the coronavirus.
One of the monkeys was later spotted in a tree chewing one of the sample collection kits.
Dude, we're hooped.
Oh, my God.
The monkeys know. Next thing you know, that monkey's... I'm like hanging out in Indonesia just doing like the monkey forest. It bites me, and now I've got it, but I've got a super strain of it now. We're so screwed.
Yeah. So they're not only...
In no way is this made up. Again, if 2020 couldn't get any weirder... Monkeys broke into a lab and stole tainted blood and are now eating it.
Does seem like an Onion article.
Yes.
But it's not.
No. And by the way, the monkeys now have a taste for human blood.
Now, here's the good news. Because you're fear-mongering over there, you're tossing out fake news.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Monkeys can't get COVID.
That's what they said about animals, and then we found out that cats got it and tigers got it and like 2 dogs.
So I think this is more of like a high-end tight fastball from the monkeys.
They're just letting you know.
They're just pouring it down their throat going, see, look, doesn't matter to us.
Jeez.
Watch out.
This is the best.
Back off.
The best is the little video of the monkey up in the tree just gnawing on the blood vial. He's like, hey, don't mind me.
Sucker. Crazy.
Either that or they're going to go around and just start throwing it at people now. You know they like to throw feces.
Can you throw COVID?
Why can't you? You're throwing tainted blood. They throw poo. Why wouldn't they throw this? And let me tell you something. Having been attacked by monkeys not once but twice, it's quite terrifying. Even though they're not very big, like these things aren't large.
Well, they're fast.
They really are. And they're super strong. And I'm telling you, everyone can be all like, oh, I wouldn't be afraid. BS. When one of those things starts coming at you, it's very uncomfortable. You don't know what to do. I was mugged. I was bit by one and mugged by another one for all of my bananas. And quite frankly,
what do you think the odds are?
I was terrified.
So when you got bit, did it draw blood?
Yes.
So what do you think the odds, like, how lucky are you that you didn't contract something? Like, is that...
I don't know.
Is that an upset that you came out of there scot-free from that?
Yeah.
It's a monkey.
Some other people.
A wild monkey.
Some other people on my excursion party there, they got sick on that trip. I never did. I was fine. I never had anything, but other than, you know, I was bleeding from my finger. The little sucker bit me hard. I don't know. I do remember when I got bit, though. I went to the... because it was in a... It's called the Monkey Forest, and that it's just an area of town that has a bunch of trees, and the monkeys hang out there, and it's a tourist thing, right? You pay like $4 to get in, and then they get you buying bananas, and you feed, you know, it's just, think like Central Park, but with monkeys, and this is in Bali, and so they've got like little, I don't know, the park rangers or people that have little like Steve Irwin-type outfits on that give you an idea of, I'm in charge, or at least I know what I'm doing. I remember going up and asking the guy, because I was like, should I be worried? I mean, it wasn't like a little thing. My finger was bleeding bad. And you could see the little teeth marks in there.
So what'd he say?
And I literally looked at him, and that's what he did. He dismissed me. I said, is there a place where I can like clean it and get a bandage or whatever? He just didn't give a rip. He was so...
Is that because he doesn't care about you, or that... You really don't need to worry.
I don't know. Now, he did tell me this.
Probably because he doesn't care about you.
He was so dismissive. And I was like, what about like, because the only thing I thought about was like rabies, right? I was like, it's not good. And he did tell me, he goes, we don't worry about rabies. He goes, if one of our monkeys were to get rabies, you would know because they die fast and it's quick acting. So he's like, he goes, none of the monkeys have rabies. And after that, he just was like, he was done talking to me. He literally turned around and was like, you can go to the bathroom and wash your hands.
Okay, so if they don't have rabies, that's one thing. But what are how long is the list of other things you could have gotten?
I don't know. I admit, for an hour while I was walking around, it certainly crossed my mind. And then I was like, well, what the hell? What am I going to do about it? Like, either if I'm going to get it, I'm going to get it. And I left. I do also remember that one of my good buddies is my doctor. And I remember I sent him a message and I said, hey, I got bit by a monkey over here. I'm like, should I be worried? And he literally went, I have no idea. He goes, we don't deal in monkeys. He goes, I don't know. You'd have to find a doctor that specializes. he did the same thing that the park ranger did. He's like, I don't know.
You're on your own.
Yeah.
You're in uncharted territory.
No one gave a rip about my monkey bite.
I think you're lucky. No one. You're lucky.
I don't know. Nothing came of it, though, so knock on wood. The other thing I thought was, if this was really, like, a dangerous thing, like, I'm not the only... Like, I can't be the only person that's ever been bit, right?
That's true.
Like, if tourists were getting bit and then, like, losing limbs or getting leprosy or, like, you know, you just, like, crapping your internal organs out, I would assume that they would shut the place down.
You'd think, but, you know, sometimes they operate a little different in other worlds.
Yeah.
Other lands.
There was certainly an element of that. Bali is beautiful. It is not the cleanest place that I've ever been.
Do you think they have a special monkey doctor you should have gone to?
Believe me.
Monkey specialist?
If you're walking around, and this was in Ubud. If you're walking around Ubud, man, I'll tell you, none of the medical, because they've got, like, they just have, like, the corner store doctors, right? Same thing with like dentists. You're just walking around, it's like 7-Eleven, you know.
Worst or doctors?
Yeah. It's just like you'll just see.
That's the way it was in Peru.
Yeah, right? You just see it's a string of stores that
I
are just.
I got kicked out of one.
Of a doctor office?
Mm-hmm. It was pharmacy.
Pharmacy?
Yeah, because I was a white guy.
Yeah, they're like.
They didn't like me at all.
Yeah, but it's
told
just,
me to go somewhere else.
You just see it's just a series of stores, and then there's a dentist's office. and then another series of stores, and it's a doctor's office. And you see the dentist ones are terrifying because it's just like not in the, it's just a chair. Like in the middle of this dingy old room, and you're like, dental.
By the way, is that a 7-footer there on the front lines of the protest? Or was that guy standing on something?
He was standing on something.
He looked like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar up there swatting shots.
He's like knocking down tear gas.
Damn.
He's doing the Dikembe Mutombo. No.
I didn't know there was a curfew that was being imposed there.
And what's the point of the curfew? They're saying the curfew is in an hour?
Yeah.
Or it starts.
I think the curfew is now.
The curfew is an excuse to try to get people off the streets.
Well, no, I get that. So now they get to, because there's a curfew, now they get to wrangle them up?
Probably. And that's going to go over well.
Oh, boy.
Anywho, my whole point was, in no way when you see any of the dentist's office or the doctor's office, do you have confidence that that's where you're going to go to get cured of anything.
Right.
In fact, it's the exact opposite. I feel like by going into one of those, I'm going to get something. I think I'm more comfortable with the monkey biting me than one of those places sticking a needle in me.
Interesting theory.
Yes.
Some text says, fan text line 503-250-1080. Think it's an excuse? Using the horrible monkey track record to hide their malfeasance? Love that.
They're up to something.
They should wear masks. Are we going to have to put little monkey masks on them now that they have the COVID?
Well, I love how they're telling us that the monkeys can't get it. How many times during this pandemic have we been told one thing and then a week later something else?
Well, it's crazy to me how big the mask thing is now.
Yeah.
When at first they were not, they were saying,
We don't have to wear them and they don't do any good.
And now they're like the main thing.
Yes. Now if you don't wear one, you're a horrible
human. If that doesn't show
being.
You they don't know what the hell they're doing, I don't know what does.
Yep. Look, the monkeys are coming. That's the bottom line. And they're coming for us.
They are.
Somebody.
Oh my God. Mike, why?
Is that like our own version of getting Rickrolled?
Why did you do that, Mike?
I didn't.
We get smash mouthed.
Hiya!
All right, coming up next, things
I am a monkey fan.
You have no idea if they're worth anything anymore. I have two of them.
Your VHS collection?
I have no VHS collection. But in the
you
cleaning...
You have the Temple of Doom on tape?
In the by the way, I found those old Playboys.
Yeah?
You remember I had those laying around here?
Yeah.
I found those today in my desk. I was cleaning out my desk. There's a bunch of old Playboys back there if you want.
You taking a nostalgia trip around the sun there?
I took a peek.
Yeah.
Now, I have two things. So we've been kind of downsizing and, you know, getting rid of things. And it's been about a 6 to 8 month process.
Yeah.
But I'm in the final stages of some boxes and you go through them and you're like, okay, what is this? Why did I keep this? And I found a couple of things that do you ever do this where you find something and you just have no idea if it's worth anything? Like to you
sure.
kept it for a reason.
Yeah.
But to everyone else, they're like, what the hell are you doing with that?
Yeah. I've got some.
I have two of those that
like
I want to.
I've got magazines that are like that I know I saved at one point and I have no idea if. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to run these by you coming up next. So we'll do that when we return. 6:13 on The Fan.
Started today and here's to a better you.
Can I get a hot tub?
We've lost Rob. He's busy bringing me various gifts and things. Why do you keep loading this up on me?
Because he doesn't want it anymore.
So why do I want it?
I don't know.
I'm not bringing you anything. What I'm doing is
You are bringing me things.
Oh, you're bringing collectibles for studio.
No, those are for John. Oh. I'm giving these things to John, and I'm announcing on the air that I'm giving them to John so that you don't take them. These are for John.
Why do I have most of these things.
Yeah, that's true. So what I'm doing is, in my life, at the age of 44,
yes,
I am downsizing and simplifying, and I'm in the mode of just cleaning out possessions and things. And this is in every facet of my life.
Yeah.
Okay? So the work portion of this is my desk, because during COVID, we have cubicles here.
Yeah.
And I've got a bunch of crap at my desk. I have it all set up, pictures and all kinds of bobbleheads and different things. Mm-hmm. And during COVID, what I've noticed is I never sit back there anymore.
No.
Nor do I want to.
No, man. I get in a little bit before you do. And I go back and I sit there with Mike, and throughout this whole thing, I have not seen you at your desk.
I'm just
once.
Never there anymore.
No.
During COVID, my schedule has kind of changed to the point where I just come in right before the show. I do all my prep at home because there's nobody here. There's no meetings or there's nothing going on here.
Yeah.
So I've decided that I am going to clean out and off my desk. And I was beginning that process today.
This is part of the ROP. If you've been watching, what's that show like on Netflix where the Japanese gal, right? She teaches you how to like declutter your life.
I don't know.
You haven't seen that?
No.
It's kind of crazy. Yeah, it's just like
people need it.
Yeah, that's what this lady does. She moves in with you for like a week and teaches you how to like text program 503-250-1080. Someone will know the name of this, but she just she's got an interpreter there. She doesn't speak much English, but she just goes through and she simplifies people's lives. That's what she does. She's like a life coach for downsizing.
Okay. Well, I'm a big believer in that. I think that you feel more. It's a feeling of control, you know, like you feel like you're in better control of things.
I've started to do this a lot.
When you're organized and when you're not overwhelmed by like large piles of stuff that you know you need to go through or whatever.
I've started doing this more and more with my clothes. I have found that you just, and I think most people are like this, you just have this closet full of crap and yet you wear the same 12 to 15 things most of the time. And there's some things that you hold on to for sentimental value or like it's a cold weather jacket occasionally. But if you go through your t-shirts, you go through your like your button-ups or whatever, man, there is stuff in most people's closets that you have not worn in 2 years or there's still a price tag hanging on it. And I'm trying to be like you and just look at that and be like, dude, just get rid of it.
I actually don't have that problem.
No?
I mean, there's stuff in there that I don't wear very often, but it's for certain different occasions. But yeah, if there's any stuff in there that I don't wear, I just toss it. I mean, it's anything that's in there, I will get to at some point.
So there's a lot of different ways you can do this, different facets of your life you can do this in, and clothing is one of them. One of them is your work desk. And I'm not giving everything away. I'm just taking things, some things home, and you know, some things I'm throwing out that were up there, like there's some stupid crap up there.
Sure.
There's some really cool stuff that people have given us, like P1 Daniel just texted in, and he sent us a really cool letter and picture that he made last year. And I have that stuff all at home. Like, I cherish that stuff, like letters or stuff that people have sent us.
Uh-huh.
That stuff is separate.
Nudes and whatnot.
Yes.
You know, panties.
You know what I love? There's some dude, and I'm going to have to go back and get his name. He sends us cricket. He plays cricket, mm-hmm. I guess. Like old man cricket. And he makes cricket cards, like trading cards of himself, and he mails them to us every year.
Yeah.
And I don't know this guy from Adam, but he signs them.
Yeah.
And damn it if I don't think that is just delightful. And I put them up in my cubicle. There's just no context to them whatsoever.
Nope.
So I'm going to keep those and things like that. Well, these items that I am giving to you to give to John, I thought John would like them more than me, and they are sixfold. There is an Ichiro bobblehead. There is a Fernando Rodney bobblehead. He said he wanted, he goes, thanks, Rob. And then he goes, hey, go steal the Bill Shonley autographed beer bottle on my brother's desk. And I'm like, well, no, I have that beer bottle on my desk, so you can have it. Because I love the Shons,
yeah.
But whatever. And then there's a Terry Porter beer bottle. And then there's a book of ballparks. And then there's a Ken Griffey Jr. home plate.
Yeah.
Things are all going to John.
The book of ballparks is pretty cool. And there is no one that loves crap like my brother.
He loves it.
He's got an entire basement and it's just full of,
I think I've made his day.
Of stuff like this. Now, I got
So please get those to him.
I got to ask this question. Mike told me to look up. The riots that are going on are insane. We got a skateboard.
This is CNN, right?
Yeah, we got to see it there at the CNN headquarters, and the police are barricading themselves inside the CNN headquarters, and there's a guy here bashing the window with the skateboard. Are those red dots? Is that?
Those are red dots. I don't know if they're just BB guns
God, I
or
hope
what.
That's, yeah.
Because someone gave him a bandana to wrap around his hand because I guess he was bleeding.
Yeah.
Wait, but the red dots are on the protesters.
Yeah, that's
from the police.
I certainly
they're aiming some sort of gun at him.
That's just I'm hoping that's just like right beanbag rounds?
Well, they have drawn the line in the sand. Like the police are not going to let them through there. They've already broken all the glass.
Yeah, they smashed the glass.
Now it's a standoff.
A cop just got hit in the head with something. But yeah, they have formed a line, and it does not look like they are going to retreat from it.
Some people have tried to get through, and they've chased them up the stairs and tackled them down.
Boy, it is freaky to see the protesters with the red dots.
The red and the green dots on his chest. Yeah. When I looked over, I was like,
yeah.
What is happening?
Dude, this is just, it's just crazy, man.
The umbrella's smart.
Here are two items.
Yeah, the guy's holding up the umbrella. There's one of the protesters with a rainbow umbrella, and he's using that as a shield.
I'm assuming that's proof that it's BBs or beanbags.
Brother, that's not going to help either way. Those beanbag rounds. That umbrella's not stopping crap. Whew. It's just this, it's a surreal thing to, I mean, we're trying not to, obviously, trying to keep it lighthearted, but every now and then, like you say, you just glance up and you see this and you're like, my God.
So I have two items that I found at home that I have no idea if they're worth anything. Help me.
Okay.
One.
The Swedish penis pump, Rob. That's not going to be on the secondary market. I know you
especially with how often you use
it.
Yeah, the penis pump.
The penis pump. It's just not
the Swedish.
Yeah, it's not gonna work out for you.
I know you paid a lot of money for that, but
I mean, I'm sure it's a quality item.
After one use, the value drops significantly.
Yeah, it's like a used car, man. It's let it go.
It's extra large.
How's that helping you?
Really?
What?
Extra large.
Yeah, I bought the extra large one.
How's that helping you?
You know what I'm saying? Can I have a very small one? Know what I mean? One is the Apple Airport Extreme base station.
What?
What?
Well, it's a Wi-Fi base station from Apple. You know the big block ones, like the
run that by
cylinder.
Me again. Okay, the Apple Wi-Fi.
It's the Apple Air. Let's see, the Apple.
Oh, it's the
base
Air Home.
Station.
It's
Air the Home base station thing.
It's what you put the iPod in and play music out of?
No, it's your router. It's like it's the base station for your Wi-Fi.
Okay.
Made by Apple. I have one.
Okay.
I have no idea what to do with it. I'm paralyzed. Should I throw it away?
Is it a
should I give it away?
Is it a cube? Kind of looking
It's like
thing?
A cylinder. Yeah, it looks kind of like a large white brick.
So it's just a router.
Yes.
Made by Apple. Okay.
Yes, it's called the base station.
Now, is anyone besides me...
Why airport? I was very confused by that.
That's what it's called.
I feel like Rob was trying to make that more complex than just say that it's an Apple router for your
Wi-Fi. That's what it's called. I looked it up. It's called the Apple Airport Extreme base station.
You know what? It's not just regular. It's the
extreme. And it says on Walmart, they go for $390.
And is it brand new?
Mine is not, of course, but they're, you know, if you buy them brand new, apparently on Walmart, you can buy one for $390. But then I read on further to message boards and stuff that's saying that those base stations were discontinued and nobody uses them anymore.
Well, I'm looking here on,
so I don't know.
On eBay, $288.
Okay. I'm keeping it.
Well, why keep it? Why not just sell it?
Well, that's what I mean.
Put it on OfferUp.
That's what I meant.
You're going to get $50 from that.
I put it on there for $40.
Yeah, because I'm looking here, the ones that are actually selling on eBay, like $100, $125 on eBay.
Okay.
And you won't go on eBay and list anything.
How long do you wait on OfferUp before you just dump something that you have for sale?
3 days tops.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's already been on there for 3 days.
I'm not a waiter. If I post something and it's not selling, then it's either free or, hey, here's 7 cents and someone come take it.
The other one.
But something like that's not a big deal because it's, you know, it's not taking up any space.
Yeah, true. The other one is a Apple.
And people are saying it's not just a router, it's a Wi-Fi adapter, whatever the hell that means.
Yeah, bitch.
I can tell you what, Rob.
Suck on that.
I'll trade you this Sean's autographed beer bottle for your Apple Extreme router. I'll throw in the Terry Porter as well. These two things for your router, even though I don't know what the hell I would do with it.
The other one is a MacBook Air SuperDrive, which...
Again, I don't know what that is.
It's just a CD or DVD drive that's external that you plug into your to your laptop.
People still use CDs?
Again... Help me. Is that a thing? Will somebody buy that?
I'm sure you could get some money for that. I mean, there are people that still watch DVDs, and maybe they've got an Apple and they or a MacBook, and they want to be able to watch it on their MacBook. I don't know.
I've placed it on OfferUp for $40.
You need to lower the price.
Yeah. Well,
I'm looking high and have them.
Dude, brand new you can buy. Look, I'm looking here on Best Buy for like $50-$60.
Well, mine's good as new. I never used it.
I don't think anyone else has either. You're gonna need to drop.
Nobody
that.
Needs those.
Now, that is one of those odd things.
I'll just give it to Goodwill.
It is one of those weird things, and when you look at that, you're like,
what do I do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Another, a guy did offer to trade me. He goes, "Look at my page. I'll trade you some." I'm like, "God, your page sucks."
Well, for the, and then he had the hard drive.
He
thing?
Wanted them both. And then I said, "Well, you got a wireless speaker on there. I'll take that. Yeah. I could always use those, like when you're out golfing or whatever."
Sure.
He's like, "Meet me here," and it was like freaking 8,000 miles away. I'm like, "Dude, that's a trap. I'm not going." I'm like, "Too far. Shove it."
It is fascinating when you have something very insignificant and someone wants to come from a super, super far distance away, and you're like, "What?"
He was gonna mug me. I know it.
Then he. But you're getting mugging someone for like a $30 or $40 item.
Well, no, he's probably going to take my monies.
Yeah, don't bring any monies.
I wouldn't have shown up with any U.S. monies. But the thing that gave me pause was on his page, the speaker was just a screenshot of like one for sale on a website. Yeah. It wasn't actually
that's a trap.
Physically his.
Yeah, Admiral Akbar. Yeah.
So he's like, "Hey, meet me here. You're an easy mark."
It's a
no,
trap.
I'm not.
That's how I ended up buying my stolen vacuum, allegedly. Some dude just rolled up at the Jansen Beach parking lot with his minivan with like 15 different vacuums in the back.
But he said, "Good Lord, Rob, what's next? An Evel Knievel Etch-a-Sketch?" I don't have that, but... look, I'm just trying to... I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what they...
It is weird when you're trying to sell something you don't know, or when you're going to buy something and you're stunned. Because I have one of those right now. I'm looking for an item, and I'm blown away by how much they are. I've never owned one before, and I'm floored. No.
Oh.
This is different. I'm looking for one used.
All right, we'll do that next. Here's Mike.
Day, and here's to a better you.
Double Sun Power! Okay, all right.
By the way...
Hello?
When you're watching the protests,
no,
and obviously there's people that are all kinds of pissed off and they're smashing stuff. But isn't it weird when you see the guy or the gal that doesn't really seem to be that into it and are just kind of wandering around the crowd?
I think that's the majority of them.
You think it's just something to do, like on a? You know,
I think they want to show support, but they're not exactly into throwing things and flipping off police officers.
Yeah, so it's odd because you like they're panning around the crowds and then you just see. It's just some dude, and he's just kind of, he's not really in the middle of it, but he's wandering around.
He looks
a little lost.
Saw some images from the Portland one, very peaceful. Everyone's kind of together, masked up, signs.
That's good.
At a park.
Well, they arrested the guy who was in the red car. This was the Portland one.
Yeah.
Where he was driving, and he ran into the protesters. I mean, not literally, but he ran into where they were protesting, and he wouldn't go back. So he kept trying to push through in his car.
Yeah.
So they arrested him.
Okay. And do we know why they're focusing on CNN? Were they mad about fake news? What?
I think they're just big fans of Chris Cuomo.
Do they want to meet him? Is Chris in there?
He's in there. Yeah, he's on. I think he's on right now.
He's on right now, yeah.
Hundo P.
And I don't think he's at his home anymore because it looks like he's in studio.
He's over the COVID. Yeah, I think those guys are all broadcasting in studio now.
Okay.
But so I'm not sure.
Like, are you nervous?
Well, Georgia is open, right? So I guess they could go back.
If you're Chris, are you nervous?
Cuomo?
Like, you're
I think you're nervous if you're leaving.
Right? Like, I mean, you're in that building. You ain't going anywhere tonight, right? I mean.
Well, they probably have a super secret exit somewhere, but yeah, I don't know.
You got like a secret copter? Yeah,
If they're angry at CNN. I wonder if they want to somehow get a message across to many people by, like, going in studio and, like.
Well, it's working because CNN's covering it.
Yeah. I think Fox News is covering it.
I don't know. Let's find out.
Somewhere the Fox News people are laughing. They're like, "Aha, CNN. Fake news." I'm looking at the Portland one. It just looks like a bunch of people laying down in the street.
Oh, well,
there's
Hannity's
also people
on.
In a park, too.
Yeah, they're just all
laying. There's Fox News right there. They're in Minneapolis.
Oh, okay.
Talking about it.
I was going to say, I don't know if like the Fox would cover the CNN.
Where is Fox News based?
Oh, good question.
I was going to say something there, and I'm not going to.
What do you mean?
Just.
What were you going to say, Steve?
Not going to
yeah,
say.
What are you talking about?
Not going to say it.
I actually don't know where you were going to say. What are you going to say?
I got a good idea where they're located at, and I'll just.
They're in New York.
Let you take your. Yeah, New York, yeah.
New York, New York.
What it is.
What were you going to say, Steve?
New York. So what is the thing? Oh, you're going to say hell?
No, I was not.
God, jerk.
Don't put words in my mouth.
Jesus.
How dare you?
This is horrible.
Less I didn't say that.
Less hate, sir.
That's you. That is you, sir. Can't believe you. Your offer up thing, it's weird because you were talking about when you're selling something, you don't know how much it's worth. It's also, I've had this twofold the last week or so. One, I was looking at front doors, and I was blown away by how much front doors are.
Mm-hmm.
Never bought a front door. Couldn't believe it. Absolutely floored why a door would be like, even ones that weren't that nice were like 15 to 2 grand. Well, 1,500 bucks to 2 grand. I was like, oh my God. And like a nice front door? It's like 5 G's.
Can be.
What? It's a door. The other one... I couldn't
believe
it. It's
not just a door.
It is just a door. It's a door. I bought interior doors, and I get that the front door needs to be sturdier, but I just had no idea. The other one is I was kind of doing what you were doing a little bit with the spring cleaning sort of thing, getting rid of some stuff. So I was trying to get my garage in order. My garage has been a disaster since I moved into my house 4 years ago. So I've got rid of a bunch of crap out of the garage, and I'm kind of organizing it. I bought some shelves. And I wanted to buy two things. I wanted to buy a workbench, and I wanted to buy one of those rolling, like, tool carts, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I picture it being red.
Sure. They come in different colors, but that's...
Put all your wrenches in it?
That's the standard one. Would you care to guess what a decent rolling cart, like, just to store tools?
$800.
At least $800. Some of the ones that were new that aren't even that fancy, and from what I can tell, they're just rolling carts with drawers. They were $1,200 to $1,300 used. People are asking $500-$600 for them. I was absolutely floored. I've never owned one of those things in my life, and I thought I could go online. I was like, it's, you know, people in the garage clearing stuff out. Yeah. I'm sure they're doing what I'm doing.
A used one?
Yeah, I'm like, I'd probably get a used one for, you know, maybe a
couple $100.
Yeah, $100-$200, no big deal. Put some tools in it and kind of get the, because most of my stuff now is just like in, I have like a couple tool bags.
Feel all manly?
Yeah.
You are a tool bag. Tool bag for a tool bag.
Tool bag for a tool bag. Wrong. Blown
Fake
away.
News.
Blown away. And then the other one is workbenches.
Yeah.
People are just putting together like with like plywood or whatever. And I don't want to go through the hassle of building one. It's just some dude built like this crappy wood bench, like workbench. He's like, yeah, $350-$400. Mm. I think people are price gouging on garage items during the COVID stuff.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who says he knows a guy who's got a bunch of front doors in his van. Just don't ask any questions.
Believe me, if there was someone selling front doors out of the back of a van like my vacuum, sure. I know I bought a stolen vacuum, but I love that thing and I got a great deal on it.
Is this guy serious? He has a tool cart he paid 10 grand for?
Absolutely. There's really nice ones that are way. I was just looking for like the single stack ones. I'm telling you, go online and look up tool cart. They are. There's ones out there that are 8, 9, 10 grand.
Jeez.
It's insane. I had no idea that this was a whole subset of high-end tool carts.
From Tool Bro?
Yeah.
Is that necessary?
I think it's a flex.
Right. Like, I don't feel like it's necessary. I feel like you can store your tools as long as you have a little bit of space. I think you can do it without spending the 8, 9, 10 grand.
I was blown away. I have never been in the market for one. And then I started looking and was like, holy Jeebus, how expensive some of those things were.
Harbor Freight, 46-inch rolling tool cabinet, wood top, $329.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good deal.
Coming in from the listeners. They're helping you out.
Am I wrong? Like, Harbor Freight, I'm always a little...
Why?
Eh.
What's their problem?
I'm a little sketchy sometimes about Harbor Freight.
Why?
It's not always the best.
Are they based in hell?
That's you. That's you saying that. I just have always preferred the whites. Yeah, people are saying Harbor Freight's the way to go. Maybe I got to cruise on. I got an axe from Harbor Freight.
Well, there you go.
So I always feel like that's like
good?
Chop up a couple bodies.
Yeah, it got rid of some wood pile stuff. I just
well,
feel
then
like,
why are you so skeptical
wood pile
of
stuff?
Harbor Freight.
Ah,
code for bodies.
You don't want to say why. This is weird.
I just feel like Harbor Freight
cheap.
It's I feel like it's a lot of weird off-brand stuff.
Okay.
But I guess for something like a tool chest, I don't really care. I just didn't know that they were that they were that cheap there. I just feel like Harbor Freight's where you went to get like discount screwdrivers, but
discount screwdriver meaning
just
crappy
like
a, screwdriver.
Yeah, just some weird off-brand orange-handled screwdriver at Harbor Freight for like 9 cents. It's like a Dollar Tree sort of thing.
Well, I guess my question would be, what's the difference if it's a screwdriver that works? Is that?
I mean,
you need a certain brand.
I think there's something to quality made.
Tools, yes.
Quality made tools.
Yes, but screwdrivers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Someone's saying Harbor Freight is like IKEA furniture. Yeah, I think that's kind of the connotation to it.
An IKEA screwdriver.
Yeah. Or an IKEA tool chest or rolling cart or whatever.
Do you have to build the screwdriver yourself?
So is this a thing where you look like a poser? Like to your other, like you're trying to look manly with this thing. So does Harbor Freight kind of make the real men go, ah, he's a poser?
Yeah, I think there's an element.
Is that where you're going
with
this?
I think there's an element of that. Now, I am not super tool guy, far from it. So if Harbor Freight does have good rolling tool chests for a decent price, I haven't been in a Harbor Freight many times. But the times I have, that is one of those things that I kind of look at sometimes and I'm like, that looks flimsy. It looks cheap.
Here's a contractor.
Because if one is really expensive and then you look at one that's that cheap, aren't you instantly like, what? Why is that one $900 and this one $200?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the whole you get what you pay for thing. Here's a contractor says Harbor Freight, not the best, but gets the job done.
Oh, well, okay.
He's a contractor.
Well, is Harbor Freight open? Can I go shopping there or is the Rona?
I don't know. Now, here's JR who says Harbor Freight tools are garbage. Avoid using the axe around anyone you love.
See? Again, there's a connotation. I don't have a bunch of Harbor Freight tools, so I don't know. Like from a ton, I think the only thing I have from Harbor Freight is I have an axe, but you know there is that stigma out there.
Right. Well, we'll get your big studly brother in here, see what he says.
Talk about his tool chart or tool chest cart, whatever, his box.
Do you think he has any tools over there?
No, John.
I don't see him as
John's,
tool guy.
John's not a handy guy.
Hmm. John wraps it up next on The Fan.
I kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip, and everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanek on 1080 The Fan.
Big Bad John.
And here is Big Bad John wrapping up our week here on broadcast radio. Nobody What's going on, big fella?
Here I am. Let's wrap it up. Yeah. What is COVID cast? What number are we?
57.
Wow, that's fantastic, and no end in sight.
Oh no! Well, end of
sort
July,
of.
End of July, beginning of August, we're gonna get the NBA and NHL back probably.
Are we?
I think we are. A lot of money at stake.
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. That's what I'm saying. So, yeah, I don't know that it is.
We were wondering how many tools you have.
Not very many. I'm not, and I'm sure my brother, I wasn't listening. I'm sure my brother pointed this out. He likes to poke fingers at my foibles. I'm not much of a tool guy. I don't own very many. Not very good at them. Don't like using them. So are we counting the drill that I use mostly as a screwdriver as a tool?
Yes,
of course. What is is that your most extensive tool?
And by the way, I did not poke at this. Rob simply asked about your tools, and I even said, I just said he's just not, that's not him.
You poked at him by saying he wasn't a very handy guy.
He's not. That's not a shot at him. It's the truth. But if you need like sports memorabilia, he's got the best collection around.
That is true, which is increasing a little thanks to Rob. I appreciate that, by the way.
Yeah, you're welcome. Your brother's got all the stuff for you.
Yeah, bring it home, Big Sook. Don't go through it. I'm taking it all.
There's more where that came from, if you're nice to me.
Keep it coming.
Now, wait a minute.
Keep it coming. I love it.
But it's not, to me, it's not a shot. John's not a handy guy. He doesn't.
No,
he
I'm not.
He's just not. So, like, that idea that you that is like, I don't know, that makes you less of a person. It's like this manly. No, it's just some people and some people aren't.
And I will give you this: you're much more handy than I. I have called you out of the bullpen to fix appliances. You fixed my roof before. I think you helped me with the fence once. I don't remember.
Yeah,
for sure. But yes, you're much more handy than I am. And I would say, if I went out in the garage right now, like, what are we? Like, does the weed whacker count as a tool? Does that count?
I guess. But we're talking more like,
yeah, you're fixing, you're fix fixing it tool. Something.
Yeah. Like, so yeah, you've got a power drill. That's good.
A power drill.
You got to have a power drill.
Yep.
Is that the most? What else do you have? Do you have like?
Well, I have one of those. I have one of those sets that you get from Home Depot where, like, the same battery works three things.
Yeah.
And one of them is the power drill that I use as a screwdriver. One of them is a handsaw. It is a handsaw.
Okay, all right.
And then the third thing is just a bastard like flashlight radio combination that I think they throw in the box to say that it's a three-piece set.
Yeah, it comes with a circular saw, the drill, and then you get you're right. It's like a Ryobi or something.
I have some various wrenches. I have some pliers.
When you say various wrenches, do you have a wrench set, or do you just have a myriad of
random wrenches that I've accumulated? No, I have a wrench set. What I do have is I have like 9 hammers for some reason, and I don't remember ever buying one.
I know. Hammers are like pens. They just kind of show up.
Yes. I don't know. Like, I feel like, how did I acquire the 9 hammers? And, like, they're all different. It's not like I got them all in the same place. I don't even remember getting any of them. So I have, like, 9 hammers and some wrenches. You know what else I do have a set of? I have a set of those ratchets, the little ratchet set.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. That's kind of handy. I got
one
of those.
So you can ratchet things. Sweet.
I can ratchet the hell out of them.
When's the last time you ratcheted something?
I'm going to say it's been a year or two.
Okay.
Since I ratcheted something, since the Washougal. Now, I will say this, the great move from Vancouver to Washougal resulted in a purging of the tools. I got rid of a lot. I threw a bunch of stuff away. We had a garage sale. So whatever made the journey to Washougal was what I deemed to be necessary. And yet in the year and a half I've lived in Washougal, I have had minimal tool usage.
Yeah. Now, I will tell you that this weekend, we're going to put this handy thing to the test, because this is one of the I'm embarking tonight. I'm tearing out. So if you've been to my house, I have the world's smallest downstairs bathroom. John can confirm this. It's underneath the stairs. Right?
I refuse to use it because I don't fit in it.
As do like if you're John, you cannot you can't pee standing up.
No, I cannot.
It's like think about like an airplane bathroom.
I have to bend awkwardly, not only to the left, but like at like a 56 degree angle in order to go in there and pee.
Yes. So I am attempting this weekend. I'm tearing out. I have all the components I need. I am tearing that bathroom out, and I am attempting to completely redo that bathroom on my own.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, yeah. Cowboy.
So,
whoa.
We're doing the whole thing from the floor to the plumbing to the vanity. We're the new light fit. We're doing it all.
What's your confidence level?
So this is, so I'm not like, one of these days when this all ends, the COVID stuff, I do have someone professionally coming to do my bathroom upstairs because I want that to look nice. I think I can do the downstairs bathroom on my own. I'm feeling pretty solid about it. And
1 to 10 confidence level.
Famous last words.
70%. 70%.
You're screwed.
So I've purchased everything I need for it, and so tonight when I get home, everything the flooring gets ripped up, the toilet's going, and my goal is by the end of this weekend to have that thing fully operational in a completely new airport bathroom.
Well, I'll tell you this right now, Rob, that this is where not being handy comes into play, because there's no way he's calling me to help him.
Well, not only that, but you and I wouldn't even tackle that. We don't even have to worry about it. We wouldn't even try.
Zero
not
zero
happening.
Scenario.
No, never. Wouldn't even cross my mind to do it myself.
No,
it's like, I need
no.
to get that bathroom done. We'll do it. We'll call somebody in 10
years. Well, I got ripped off by the contractor for, 10 G's, and so you got to save costs. You know, it's the COVID times, man. So I'm like, you know what? The guys that are doing that did my kid's bathroom will eventually finish mine when this is all done.
You know, tile floor? What kind of floor?
No, same floor that I got in like downstairs. It's just the
what is it?
Like the
linoleum?
The vinyl planks.
Okay.
Yeah, just the.
Oh, like yeah.
Yeah, it looks like wood, but it's not the engineered stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
So same sort of thing, and so.
And then we got what? We got a sink.
We got a sink, the vanity. It got a plummet, and then
the toilet,
and then the toilet, all and right. then paint and a light fixture.
You know, all right. It's not that bad. I would never tackle it, but I bet you can do it.
And I'm also gonna say right now that I'm not doubting your skills.
There's no shower.
No.
In a project of this magnitude, that you're going to run into at least three things that go wrong you don't expect to go wrong.
Probably.
I'm calling it right now. The show starts Monday at 3 o'clock. You will not be fixed.
Oh, hell no. He's not going to finish it. You think he's going to do it this weekend?
I bet
he doesn't even get
right
done
now,
with demo this weekend.
How many trips to Ace or Home Depot are you going to make?
No, he will not finish it this weekend. No question.
In theory, I have everything I need already purchased.
Yeah, but you know that's not the case.
Yeah, you're not. No.
They always say, a certain job takes X amount of trips to the hardware store.
I think you can do it. I just don't think you will not do it by Monday. F that.
But listen to him. Listen to him. He thinks he will.
He's going to try. I applaud the effort.
Me too. But
it's good effort. I'll be golfing.
I will mock him because it's not going to work.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. Good luck.
Love your buddy. Love your body. Better you than us.
Like I said, you asked confident 70%. Believe me, I'm confident. I'm not overly confident.
You know where you're going to get stuck?
Where?
The sink.
Probably.
That's what's going to get you.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the sink. And some other stuff. You're so screwed.
Yeah.
The size of it's going to give you fits, too.
It is not a lot of room to work in there. It is really, really small.
All right. We got to run. Everybody have a great weekend. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on the Fan. Good night.
Red chips of Spain. Red chips of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.